Welcome to Fellowship Talks, your weekly connection to the life and ministry of Fellowship Bible Church. It is our desire that this podcast will reinforce your worship on Sundays and encourage you as you live your life for Christ this week. Here are your hosts, Dan Schaefer and Amy Scrivanos.
Well, welcome back to Fellowship Talks. This is the podcast made specifically for Fellowship Bible Church in Central Arkansas. We have one church and we're in multiple locations. We're in five different locations now. We have a campus in Cabot, Benton, Midtown, West Little Rock, and our Espanol campus here at Fellowship. And my name is Dan Schaefer, and it's so good to be with you again today on Fellowship Talks. I'm here, as always, with Amy Scrivanos.
Hey, everybody. It's so good to be here today.
Amy, it is really good to see you. You and I have not seen each other for a while, and it just feels like this is the first time we're talking to each other in a little bit.
So I'm just going to like
shake
at the
your
mic.
Hand, hey. Say hi, reintroduce myself to you. It's been a while since we've seen each other.
It has been a while. We've been on the go.
We have. A lot of things happening around Fellowship. Mm-hmm. A lot of really cool things happening. A lot of great ministry happening. And we're sitting here in October. I'm really excited about this episode, even though we're probably not going to release it till sometime after the new year. So as you're sitting here listening to this episode, it's probably 2019. So hi, 2019. But we're sitting here in October, and from time to time, we have opportunities to talk with some of our global missions partners here at Fellowship. And Amy, you're always excited when we get to talk with some of our partners.
I am. I just love these stories because we hear different things just in small bits about the lives of our mission partners, the work they're doing. But when we have an opportunity to sit down and get to know them, it's just a special time.
That's right. That's right. So today, joining us here in studio is Marek. And Marek is from Poland. And the city, Marek, welcome to the program. First of all, welcome to Fellowship Talks.
Dzień dobry. Pozdrawiam wszystkich serdecznie. Good afternoon.
I'm just going to roll with it. Thank you. The city that you're from is, I wasn't even going to try and pronounce it.
It's Wrocław. Wrocław, yes.
Wrocław.
It's the south.
That okay, I'm looking at that on the piece of paper, and it looks nothing like that.
Yeah, no, it's W, yeah. Americans sometimes say Wrocław.
That's what I would have said.
It's Wrocław.
Okay.
I'm going to work on that.
So, Marek Kucharski.
No, it's actually Kucharski.
Kucharski.
Yes, yes, that's Marek Kucharski.
And for our Fellowship family listening to this episode, if you look at your missions guidebook, it's page 58. You can see Marek Kucharski.
Very good.
And the ministry that he's with Evangelical School of Theology. And we're just going to spend some time getting to know Marek and his family a little bit today. So,
yeah.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So start us off. Just tell us a little bit about you and your family and your ministry there.
Well, I'm married. Actually, we have a 25th anniversary this year. So
wow.
We are.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. We have two sons, 22 and 19 years old. One is just started university and he wants to be a lawyer. And the second one, he is a pastry chef. If you check my Facebook page, you will see how beautiful pastry can look like.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
And they're both there in Poland.
They are in Poland. We are mainly in Poland. We've been in ministry for about 30 years already.
Okay.
So I tell you, I was raised in a small town, Września, and then there was no really gospel there. And no evangelical churches, actually, just because Poland is a very Catholic country. Mm. But by the miracle, the gospel was brought to the city, and I became a Christian, and that's how the journey started.
Yeah, how old were you when you became a Christian?
I was around 18.
Okay.
There were some missionaries who came to Poland, and in Poland, one of the customs is Catholics walk on pilgrimages for 2 weeks to sanctuarium, and guys from Września were walking to one of those teenagers, 18, 19 years old, and some missionaries would walk with them and share the gospel. Three of them became Christians and came to my hometown. One of them was my twin brother.
Oh, wow.
That's how I learned about Jesus.
That's really cool. So when did you meet your wife?
Oh, well, when I became a Christian, when I got Well, okay, me and my twin brother. My twin brother was a hippie. I was a punk rock music gangster, you know, quite unhappy about life. But when I met Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ, we just started sharing the gospel with our folks, friends, and et cetera.
180 degree turn in your life.
Absolutely. Yeah. So in two months, there were like 30 believers already. You know, I would go to my gang and tell them that, you know, I became a Christian and they need to check things in the Bible because simple truth, you know, that salvation is for free. Jesus Christ is the Savior, that we can pray by our words. We have to read the Bible just to learn about Christ. But just going back to your question about my wife, so we shared the gospel with friends. And after a while, we kind of got out of friends, you know. Mm-hmm. So me and my twin brother and a friend of mine sat down, we prayed, and we said, okay, what do we get to know people? And those days in the 90s, there were disco clubs. We knew there were three friends, girls, going to that club. So we went there and we asked the girls to dance with us. And the typical question was, how are you doing? Mm-hmm. I would say, do you really want to know? She would reply, yes. Well, it takes five dances to tell you. So I would be dancing disco and sharing the gospel.
It's a new form of missionary dating.
That's right. We call it disco evangelism.
Disco evangelism.
Well, guess what? The three of them became Christians. We prayed behind the club. And I didn't dance with my wife that time, but I learned she was around, and then she was a very nice lady. So
okay, that's a truly unique story.
It is, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Through disc evangelism.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's right. That's right. And so you guys said you've been married 25 years.
Yes, sir.
And the two kids. And so tell us a little bit about the ministry, Evangelical School of Theology.
Okay. I was the first student of that school in 1990. I was already new believer, seeing that I can share, that when I'm sharing the gospel with people, there's a good feedback, people listen, follow. So I said, I have to do something with that. And I found information about that school. In 1990, there was American missionary, Mark Young, who is actually president of Denver Seminary right now, and Zygmunt Carrel came with that idea to start that school. And I was one of the first students. It was called Biblical Seminary of Theology. So, and then after this, after seminary, I went back to my hometown and was a pastor for 10 years. Mm. And then I returned to Wrocław, and then I was asked to join that school. And through some transitions, it became Evangelical School of Theology. The unique thing about this school is that the school's interdenominational school, first. Second, it's accredited by Polish government. Very tough, difficult process, formal process, which we went through. And this is, I think, in the whole history of Poland, this is the first school which is interdenominational school, which we bring different denominations to study. Mm. We have only extension studies, and we bring people from different denominations, Pentecostal, Baptist, anyone who would like to study more about Bible, learn how to use the Bible, New Testament history, church history, all that stuff.
So that's a little bit different from American Christian universities, because we tend to not mix denominations at a university or at a seminary. So how does that play out for you guys, having different denominations?
Well, very well. Very well. We have people on staff from different branches, and we have students. Of course, at the beginning, there are differences. People realize that they are different. There are sometimes difficult discussions and all that stuff, but people learn how to respect each other. This is just BA program. It's a four year program. This is actually only one of the programs we provide at that school. Because as I mentioned before, we became educational center. So, for instance, Academy of Third Age, that would be a year program for people who are 50 plus. This is the group who, after the communists, was quite left, not really, nobody cared about them. So we provided a program for them just to help them to get through the season of life. There is, we organize Festival of Protestant Culture, so we bring different parties together and we present who we are with the gospel and with the biblical perspective, who we are in the city. Last year we had like 6,000 attendance. Wow. It was connected to the 500th anniversary of Reformation. So that went very well. And there is an Institute of Church Development, which I'm actually responsible for.
Okay. So what is that Institute of Church Development?
Institute is a more practical branch. So, for instance, I would go to churches and listen to them. Okay, what do you need for your development? What are your needs in your growth, in your season where you are? So sometimes they say, oh, we need some strategy planning. We need to talk about planting churches, how to budget things. Out of that, three initiatives, big initiatives came out. School of Worship. So what we do, we invite people who would like to do ministry or have never been on the stage and then would like to lead or be part of the worship team. And we talk about dynamics. We give them my biblical perspective on that, some spiritual insights, just prepare people for that. It's been very successful.
And so how long of a training is that?
It's about five Saturdays, full days. It's very practical. At the beginning, we give some academic, provide some academic teaching, but then there's a conductor who's been in ministry also for 30 years, and she provides workshops for them, different exercises where they learn what to do and how to do things. The biggest reward has always been is that when people come and never been on the stage, they wish, they thought about that, and now they're on the stage serving.
So this is for lay people, not necessarily people that are church staff, but people to come learn how to lead worship in their churches. That's awesome.
I also lead a school of public speaking for preachers who would like to develop their skills. That's similar stuff, where we do, you know, a little bit academic and very practical. So we teach them how to speak in a certain time, 2 minutes, 2 minutes, 5 minutes, speech 5 minutes. So that kind of things.
What have you seen God do through those two schools?
First of all, He empowers people to do ministry. Again, some people sitting on the bench wondering, I would like, I wish. But that gives them encouragement and courage because they learn about the environment dynamics and they go back to the church and they start doing it. And I mean, I have an example of that. It's not just
Go ahead. Yeah.
There was a girl who is an accountant, actually. You know, always wished to do such a thing. And she came to our school and she's leading worship ministry right now, you know. So things like that are happening. And that's the best outcome, I think, that people get involved in society and in locally where they are.
Right. Yeah, that's really good. That's really good. So what would you say the overall goal of the school is?
We want to strengthen evangelical movement. In America, you have that culture here. In Poland, we don't have evangelical culture. We have some churches, different churches, but we still are weak in that. So the main goal is to train and empower people, unifying them in the effort they make in our city, in cities around, and and in Poland too. Sometimes we would bring, you know, people from different circles like Orthodox Church, Lutheran Church, Evangelical, and then we would talk over some subject just to wider people's perspective, is to teach them that there are other, and we need to find the same point. The biggest challenge is Catholics and Protestants. Mm-hmm. You will start finding some evangelicals who are in Catholic Church. They stay there, and then there is a movement growing. You know, it's mainly charismatic, but so we try to combine those two.
Yeah. So what's some of the religious makeup of the country? You kind of mentioned that the U.S. has a background in Christianity. We're kind of birthed there.
Yeah.
So, but what about Poland? What's some of your religious makeup?
It has always been Catholic.
Okay.
20 years ago, you would say Polish means Catholic, you know.
Okay.
The custom is around that. All holidays are around that. Bearing people. First communion, you know, baptism is of young people. So after 88, 90s, when the wave of change came, you know, the communism was gone, Poland started opening for more ideas. So secularization is stronger in our country. So people, Catholic Church is losing it. People travel a lot more, so they learned a lot more. But still, as a custom, as a thinking, we are still very Catholic. Yeah. So when you start talking about with Polish people, nominal Polish people, poll you and ask about salvation, they will tell you to earn it.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have good deeds to get salvation.
Mm-hmm.
So the concept of salvation for free, it's a very Protestant thing. So that's a flavor of who we are. We are also quite closed as population, as society. You know, we don't trust so easily to others because the communism. That was a very difficult system.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So would you say that most people know the name of Jesus? They just don't understand him?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. So the concept of Christianity is not something weird.
Mm-hmm.
With newer generation, you might find that they don't know stories.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Right.
But many, everybody knows. Some people are not strong Catholic believers, but they will still do the custom. They would baptize child. They would lead the child to First Communion, even though they don't agree with Catholic Church, or they would get married in Catholic Church.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's a custom.
Yeah.
So, Mark, tell us a little bit about how your partnership with Fellowship. What is your relationship there? How did you get connected?
Yeah. Well, we've been partners for about 30 years already.
That's great, yeah.
It's amazing. Mm-hmm. And I love that the long-term partnership, because with Americans, there's not always the case.
Mm-hmm.
After 5 years, sometimes things just drop, you know. However, with Fellowship Bible Church, Fellowship Bible Church has been very faithful. Well, actually, one of your former pastors, I would say, Mike Robinson.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's how we get connected. Mike got on our board in 1990 or even earlier. He, since that day, he was always involved on our board.
Yeah, Mike was an elder here, and has been really involved. I know I've heard a lot from he and his wife, Virginia, about you. That's what I was telling you before we started recording, that just over the years, I knew they had a love for you and for Poland. And
so Mike, actually, when he was involved with the seminary, he heard about me. And he invited me to come here to do internship, fellowship, associates.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So we came for a year. He called me and he gave me a month to move here.
Ah.
It scared me.
So what year was that you did the
Fellowship
Associates?
2000, 2001.
Okay.
around that. So we moved here in 1 month, and we spent a year here.
And brought your boys with
you? Boys with us. One of them was almost three. The other was six.
Wow.
They really enjoyed it. And our youngest learned some English terms like fireman, fire truck. And when he returned to Poland, he spoke Polish. But he didn't know the name, the Polish name for fireman. So he was talking to grandfather and said, "Oh, I like this in Polish. You know, I like this fireman." He was like, "What?"
Yeah.
We
great.
Really enjoyed that time over here. But that's how we connected with Fellowship Bible Church. And I stayed just connected because it's a healthy, good church.
Yes.
A lot of good friendships. We exchanged some short-term trips to mm-hmm. Poland. So,
yeah.
And Blair has always been also involved closely with Poland.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes. Yeah, so Ann Blair is at Fellowship Associates now, and I know she travels over there to visit you all, and has a real heart for Poland as well.
That's right.
And Rebecca LeMaster, who's still a missionary, she is still on our staff. So she actually is doing the international connection. She's been doing a great job. Very faithful lady, and I work closely with her.
Okay, so she's at the same school.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So I was just looking at the guidebook here, the missions guidebook, and she's on page 58, right next to you.
There you go.
Or 57, right next to you on page 58.
Just open it, and there you've got two connections.
Mm,
so,
great.
Fellowship listeners, if you want to reach out to Marek or to Rebecca, even, their email addresses are right here in the fellowship guidebook. We'll put links to this in the podcast so that you can see their email addresses. You can check out the missions guidebook, or you can go online and look at the missions guidebook online on our church website too. So what would you say, Mark, one of our last questions here, what does the partnership with Fellowship mean to you in the school there? Because I know we send a lot of missions trips back and forth each year. You went through Fellowship Associates. We've been partnered with you for 30 years. What does that partnership mean for
you?
Well,
for me, it means friendship. Mm-hmm. Because I developed a few friendships here,
mm-hmm.
and that means encouragement, empowering. I've received so many times good advice from guys.
Mm.
You know, I mean, you face many times in life ministry difficulties, challenges. And I received a lot of that. I'm really enjoying right now with working with mission department.
Mm-hmm.
It has developed also significantly, and we have some plans for the future. So I hope that story will just continue.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How can we as a church come beside you and pray for you or be a part of what you're doing?
Yeah, pray just for us to be faithful, I intentionally would say I love when we partner with each other. I don't like when people come to our country and tell us what to do. and it's about every country.
Mm-hmm.
But what I loved about Fellowship Bible Church that we've been partners, so that requires listening each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been receiving that many times. So I've never been pushed by this congregation and any of leaders from here to do things. They would carefully listen, and we will work out the outcome we have together. So it's a mutual growth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's great. So we can be praying for you along those lines.
Yes, please pray for our country, for the gospel, for openness, and that we will be able to plant new churches, and our school will be able to serve as much as possible, just building that environment, evangelical environment, culture, and people will just be aware of, you know, Jesus Christ, and that salvation
Absolutely.
Is for free.
That's right.
By grace.
That's right. Our Lord and Savior is for free. What he's done for us is for free to reconnect us back to God. So, Marek Kucharski.
Very good.
Thank you for being here with us today at Fellowship Talks. It's been so good to get to know you a little bit more and allow an opportunity for our church to get to know you more.
I do appreciate it.
We'll be praying for you for sure. Here in a moment, we'll ask you to pray as we close, and you can pray in Polish because I know of at least one person here at our church right now who is Polish, so
mm-hmm.
here working with Downline. So Cuba, if you're listening, this prayer is for you here in a second. Mm-hmm. So, Amy, just a great opportunity to get to know more of our missions partners here at Fellowship, right?
It really is. Thanks so much for being here with us.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Marek, will you pray for us and close us out?
Dziękujemy Ci, Panie Boże, za Twoją łaskę i miłosierdzie, za ten wspaniały Kościół, za ludzi, którzy nas wspierają. Dziękuję Ci za Polskę i za wszystkie kościoły, które w tej chwili w Polsce działają, za wszystkich pastorów. I modlę się w imieniu Jezusa Chrystusa. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. And until next time, I'm Dan.
And I'm Amy.
For As You Go, this is Fellowship Talks.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Fellowship Talks. We hope this podcast will help you be a more effective disciple of Jesus Christ as you love God and you love others in your daily context. Fellowship Bible Church exists to make disciples who live by God's grace and for His glory at home and across the world.